Straight ahead on WISN, the chairman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors discusses employee benefits and will discuss pension benefits for elected officials in Milwaukee County. Those topics and more inside the county board starts right now.
More ideas,
different points of view,
in-depth discussion,
and thoughtful analysis.
Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government.
Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. Thank you for listening to the August 1st edition of Inside the County Board. We have a great show for you in store tonight, featuring our County Board Roundtable with Supervisors Joe Sanfilippo and Willie Johnson coming up. We'll also discuss pensions for elected officials, and we'll share some new info on what the state is doing to try to repair the Hone Bridge. Tonight's show kicks off with County Board Chairman Lee Holloway. Good evening, Chairman. Thank you for joining us again.
Good evening.
Also joining us here in the studio is David Arena. He is the Director of the County's Employee Benefits Division. Thank you both.
Nice to be here.
Now, Chairman Holloway, you developed a model that is on track to save the county more than $100 million. And this model resulted in some lower employee benefit costs, particularly in the healthcare area. And your division was approved by the county board and the county executive back in 2006. And the employee benefits division is reaping huge benefits. And in particular, the fourth quarter of 2009, we saw some impressive results on our employee health care usage, which contributed to an $8 million surplus for the year. So, Chairman, we'll start with you. I just want to ask you about what led you to create this model, how this whole thing got started.
Well, I always had a concern about having the data in reference to our employees and how they utilize health care. And for a couple of years, I continued to ask staff about that information, and I never could get that information back. They would always indicate they had didn't have enough staff people to take and provide that information.
It's my understanding no one was really negotiating lower costs for health care. Is that right?
Nobody was negotiating any lower costs. They were primarily just going with what the insurance company would offer us. So I took and created a job in human needs to do exactly that, to develop that information, submit that information back to the finance committee in detail. After that job was developed, the individual came back and had no information at all. He had been assigned to do something totally different than what the job was created to do. With that, I got a little sting and took and moved $200 million out of that department and created the component that we have now.
And that was through a budget amendment, I believe, in the 2007 budget that created this division. And that's when you got the county executive on board, you got your colleagues on the county board to agree to it, and then that's when Dave Arena was hired.
Exactly. It wasn't as easy as it sounded, because Dave was not considered being the first priority, although he had the first priority in terms of skills and ability. We tend to hire people similar to us. We were going to hire someone who was friendly, outgoing, and what have you, but didn't have the primary skill to do the job. On the other hand, Dave had that skills and ability to do the job. The reason I liked Dave was because he was from the private sector, kind of institutionally oriented from a private sector, kind of stiff, but know what he's doing, know his job. That's what I liked about him. What some people thought was his weakness, I thought it was his strength. As a result, I'll let Dave tell you what he's done, but I'm very satisfied with him up to this point. I do think it will be another component that I will be developing to go along with David's model.
Well, we'll get to that in a few minutes, but Dave, you came on board. You and your team played a key role, really, in executing the vision that the chairman developed and was ultimately adopted by the whole county. So you come in and you say, well, all right, we have really high health care costs in the county, but that's a big problem. How do you address that? Do you chip away at it, or what's your strategy coming into this?
Well, I have to say that I was very fortunate to have the full support of the chairman, and he was very instrumental in clearing the way for us to develop an entire division. And that really required bringing in not only my expertise, but to build a staff that's competent and experienced in order to be able to tackle this. As you mentioned, it's a very complex area. It's a huge area. It affects tens of thousands of employees and their dependents. And so, you know, we're naturally very concerned about everything we do because it affects so many people. But you first start by developing a good staff. And like I said, the chairman was very supportive. County Executive Walker was very supportive of our efforts. And so with that type of support, we were able to bring, myself in, but some real experts to help support us in our ability to survey the landscape, find out, you know, what was going on, how our benefits were designed, the types of administrators that we were using, evaluate the deals that we had in the community, take a look at issues surrounding our labor agreements, issues surrounding our employee relations issues that were critical to us. And that's the first step. You need to take a quick look around. But we really had an open playing field to work with. And again, I attribute that to, the work of Chairman Holloway and the county exec and giving me that latitude to do that. Without there, you know, in many instances, you're so hemmed in that you really can't make the changes. We also had support from county board staff. We have an employee benefit work group that forms, and they were also very supportive with excellent support from the county board staff, as well as the kind of resources you need in terms of consulting support when you analyze the data. But, yeah. You know, you start by taking a look at the environment, sizing it up. We did that very quickly. I assembled a first-class team of experts, and then we went to work.
So how do you actually – I mean, it's the cost. The costs were spiraling out of control. Healthcare costs kept increasing within the county. So you come in, you assemble your staff, and then – it's got to be a lot more complex than haggling the price on a used car. it's pretty complicated process to negotiate these with big insurance companies.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, you know, when you really strip it down, the fundamentals, you know, and I hate to oversimplify it, but, you know, it's not that different than haggling for a price of a car in the respect that, you know, there's a product you want to get. And if you have better knowledge than who's selling it, you know, that gives you an advantage and a negotiating standpoint. Now, having said that, you know, it is very complex in the respect that you're dealing with, you know, thousands of providers and physician groups, and you're dealing with clinics and that type of thing, as well as our claims administrators and the people that construct the deals out there. You know, a couple of things that really work against us in the county, and I think you'll hear that from the other people that are on the show tonight, is the fact that, you know, we 20 or 30 years ago, back when Chairman Holloway got involved in the health business, I mean, there were 19 independent hospitals in the city. Now we're down to 2.5 systems. So you're not, you know, the deck is kind of stacked against an employer in the respect that they dictate. You know, a lot of the pricing is very controlled. There's a lot of shadow pricing going on. There's not the kind of open competitive environment where you can play one hospital or one physician group off against another anymore. That market is consolidated considerably. So we're down to about 2.5 systems. That makes it more difficult. But it's very important for us to take a look at the deals that we had with our previous claims administrator, and then evaluate where our utilization patterns were going, and make some tough decisions, bring that back to the board, bring it back to the chairman, bring it back to the county executive, and then we pull together and say, hey, this is a course of action we need to go to really make some fundamental change and take advantage of better purchasing decisions that were available at the time, fortunately.
So you've instituted a number of changes that have been signed off on by both branches of government. How much are we saving so far? Do you have an update on that for us?
Well, you know, we started ending the year in 2008 at about $130 million. That was our spend, which is, you know, quite a bit of money for a group our size. And if that would have kept going by 2009, we would have been at about $142 million based on the trend, medical, you know, care inflation within the community. When we initially changed claims administrators, evaluated the deals that were in the community, aligned ourselves, which we thought was the state of the art and the best in class financial arrangements that were available, we thought we would save the county about 100, you know, drop that to about 123 million. Well, by the middle of the year, our midterm estimates dropped it to 118 million. Later in the year, we thought it was going to be 111 million. At the end of the day, as of April of 2010, looking back at 2009, the actual cost dropped to 102 million.
But we were budgeting 142, you said?
Well, we were projecting that. We actually budgeted 123 million based on the fact that we knew that we had negotiated better deals. End of the day, when all the chips were counted, that number dropped to $102 million. So I mean, it was
it's substantial savings.
Roughly a $20 million drop. Now, some of that was the better deals that we had in terms of more favorable discounts with our providers, and some of that was the fact that through better medical management, we were able to eliminate a lot of our large case claims, catastrophic claims that tend to be over $50,000. Those numbers dropped, and some of it was just favorable experience. A piece of this was the fact that we had a good year, and healthcare costs are very variable year to year, and it's an unpredictable number.
Well,
some of it was a lot of hard work. Most of it we think was hard work. Some of it was we're fortunate in the fact that we had good experience last year. But at the end of the day, the taxpayers of the county benefit.
Hey, doesn't matter how the savings come. Sometimes, as long as the savings come in. And Chairman, I know that one of the keys for you in selling this to the other elected officials in the county is that sometimes you have to spend a little bit of money in order to save money. And this is a case through a relatively small investment by creating this division. It's reaping huge benefits for the county.
Right. Very few supervisors have that experience of, from a business perspective, of spending money to make money. I realized that we needed to do that. We needed to create a model which would cause us to spend $200 million in order to save money, because it was an area that we had never experienced and had never been involved in before. And I'm really pleased that my colleagues and county executive believed in me. I had that kind of experience in reference to working in health centers, and I had created a model of the GAMP program, General Assistance Medical Program, which had saved the county hundreds of millions of dollars over a 17-year period. It actually became a national model because that model allowed people to utilize doctors in a 20-block radius. People tend to go to primary care within a 20-block radius. They'll go to a hospital across the city. They might bypass several hospitals. For some reason or other, that tend not to bother them. But when it comes to seeing a primary care physician, they tend to go about 20-block radius. So one of the things what we needed to do at that time was to get people from using emergency care for primary care. And that model also was a private model, which allowed the private sector to play a major role. That crossed political boundaries. It had the conservative supporting it as well as the liberal supporting it. We had some people who were property rich, who lived in River Hills, but was financially poor. So they were eligible for the GAMP program.
Interesting.
You're right. Yeah. Not a lot, but a few. So we had all kind of people utilizing the GAMP program to the point that it got so popular that we started having people come in from other states. And that was about at the end of the GAMP program when I started setting up 30 days. You had to be in, live in the county for 30 days, then 2 months. Then 3 months, and all the way up until having to stay in the county for 6 months before you could actually get the GAMP program services. But it was a tremendous program. It cut costs and allowed us to serve hundreds of thousands of people at a very low rate of cost.
We're seeing some of the same things now with employee health care. And we have to take a break here, but you know, certainly it's a successful program. It's working well in Milwaukee County. We expect it to continue working well in the county. And we're looking at some possible intergovernmental partnerships to kind of spread the love a little bit. We're going to talk about that. We're going to carry this discussion over through the break. And we'll be joined by the mayor of Franklin and the Brown Deer Village president for this potential partnership in the works. Stay tuned to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.